This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our male and female over-the-road truck drivers out there, and especially our heartfelt thank you, and where our thoughts and prayers go with all the first responders and all the victims down there in Surfside, Florida, South Miami Beach, going through what they're going through right now with that building collapse. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And right now, waiting to receive the accolades he's about to get, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Cap.
They've been out there for about the last 15 minutes awaiting your arrival so they could go nuts on the front porch of the hotel. And there they go. Just as fast as that, they're gone. Okay, well...
You always have to leave them wanting more.
I know. No, you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I'm going to start out with the Surfside, Florida condo that collapsed. Now, obviously, we have been through a lot of things in our careers in the fire service, and we've talked shop every now and then, you and I, back and forth, but nothing prepares you for what you're about to see in a mass casualty drill involving a building collapse, does it?
No, that's the what happened there is devastating, and I would imagine that a lot of the first responders that are responding to this are it's going to be with them for the rest of their lives for sure.
Yeah, and there'll be a lot of retirements over this too.
Absolutely, yeah. This is the for lack of a better word, the achievement of a career. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, a lot of people don't come back from this, especially when you're starting to move it from a rescue to a recovery, which is going to happen real quick on this one.
Yeah.
The death toll is going to be, I think it's going to be big.
I agree with you. The 99 missing, I think they're going to have that and a few more they didn't even know about that, they're going to uncover, in this. And it's a shame. It happened in the middle of the night. Matter of fact, we were on the air when it happened. We got right to it because the scanner that I have here on my telephone alerted me. I have one of those little deals where it's when something big happens around the country, it lets me know. As a matter of fact, I have been listening all night long to the scanner, and a little while ago, They were, and you haven't heard this yet, but you will soon. They were pulling out some bodies that they had found, not alive but dead.
Yeah, it's going to be traumatic for the people who are doing this. You know, my thoughts and prayers are with them. I can't imagine. You know, it's one of those things that you can conjure what you believe it might be like in your head, but you will never understand it.
Nope. And all you can do is, and this is why we talk about is there's no I mentality in the fire service. It's a we mentality. We do things as a team. The units are cohesive. They train together. They live together. They work together. They play together. And when they've been giving these units breaks, they've been sending them all off to the side there for 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever, get a little rest, some sleep, grab some food or whatever, because I've been listening to them when they change, like, let's say, ladder 13 leaves and stick 21 takes their place.
Yeah, and this is why when you go through these types of things, you know, this kind of it sounds awful to say, but it is the truth. This is what makes that first responder community very, very cohesive, and that's why we use the term brother of the badge.
Right.
Because only someone who's been through something like this can understand what you've been through.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's very much akin to people who have served together in war spheres.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You are right. And again, folks, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the brothers of the badge there and sisters of the badge, because there's women that are involved. And by the way, the people crawling around in those little areas trying to get in and look and see who's there and the cameras and the dogs and everything else, they're not big guys
yep.
like you and me, Frank. They're the little folks in there, and some of them are women.
Yep. And, you know, but a lot of some unsung heroes in all of this, especially if you find someone that you can rescue, are the rescue canines that they bring in.
Yeah, exactly. And there'll be more of them today. There were because FEMA is sending in their urban search team from all around the country, which I know the boys from the FDNY went down there with one of their semis. They got a rig full of stuff and one of the big heavy rescues, and about 30 of them all headed down there. They should be there about first light.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. Frank will be right back, and he and I will be talking about some politicking, because there's some politicking to be talked about today. What the heck is Joe Biden up to? And by the way, the name of that Texas fast food chain, Chicken Fingers. Lane's Chicken Fingers is the name of the chain, giving teens the opportunity to make $50,000 as teen managers in their stores. How about that? All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it right after I tell you about Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. Of course, you know about the fact that they've got some great dealerships here in the area within the sound of my voice, and they've got some even better customers that are coming from all around the countryside. Let me tell you something. Hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan, and they come from all over the place. The Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay included, up and down the East Coast, all the way to the Canadian border, the Midwest, and all the way out west to Phoenix, Arizona. Yep, you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan is the home of the You Serve, You Save. We're all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors. Get tremendous deals on your vehicle. And don't forget, they can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it comes all their vehicles with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring with the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Clean trade-ins? Got them. And boy, are they commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take advantage. Let's say you want to sell your car or you want to see what it's worth. Take it up there or out there to one of the Moss dealerships, get it appraised, and you'll find out it's worth 21% more than what it was 2 or 3 months ago. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Remember, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're at the Nissan dealer, test drive the Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market right now. Moss Nissan stores in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It's time to listen to Mary. She's got a question. Okay, Ms. Mary, what's the question?
The question is, the globalist chart, there's the globalist watch. They have 17 little squares on one of their pictures that they have. One of those squares is eating no meat. And I was hearing yesterday where somebody's been appointed up there to that doesn't want cattle using their land to eat and to feed. So therefore, the cattle supply, you're going to end up eating no meat. Have you heard about that?
Oh yeah, thank you, Mary. Yeah, I have heard about it. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, it's a big deal. There are four processing companies that handle 85% of all the beef that is brought to market, mm-hmm. and they're just gouging the hell out of everybody. It's unbelievable. This is why the cattle ranchers are having such a hard are getting almost nothing per head of cattle, mm-hmm. and we're paying high prices for beef. The whole green movement wants to end this. The U.S. government, especially the new Bureau of Land Management chief, they don't want any grazing on public land at all.
Nope.
And with the drought that's happening out west, feed is sky high.
Yep.
It's literally moving the cattle industry into destitution. Now you've got governors like Kristi Noem up in South Dakota, who are giving grants to create local processors, mm-hmm. instead of using these big four. And I think that's exactly what has to happen. We've got to go very, very local. One outlet was saying if you go to usabeef.org, they will hook you up with local ranchers who use local processors. So one way to make sure that the cattle industry is saved. I mean, really, literally, I'm not overhyping this. To save the cattle industry, go there and figure out how you can buy local. Another thing that needs to happen is we got to bring back the good old fashioned butcher shop.
Mm-hmm.
Because that helps the local cattle ranchers stay in business without having to go through these robber barons that are these four major beef packing plants. We really do. Go local. If you've got a farmer's market or you've got a local ranch or you've got a butcher shop, start using that instead of buying the stuff at the supermarkets. It's going to help the local ranchers.
All right. Eric is asking a question, and it's hypothetical to probably something that he's thinking. But he's saying, does the FBI get involved in an investigation like a building collapse? Well, the FBI is involved in this. That came out early. And he said, why would there be a federal emergency declaration? Well, that's to open up all the different equipment that they're going to need, Eric, to lift up the concrete and lift up the metal and the steel to retrieve the bodies that are underneath and entangled in there.
Yeah, it activates the full force of FEMA.
Right.
Which FEMA doesn't only engage in natural disasters,
yep.
that are of a regional magnitude. And local governments can actually ask to have FEMA activated as well, just as in a case like this.
Yep.
This is actually a local jurisdiction, but they're saying, hey, we can't, you know, Surfside, we've got a fire department that handles house fires.
Yeah.
You know, we train for high-rise
and
fires.
And 25 police officers.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. we need help here. So it goes to county, goes to state, goes to federal, and there are resources that are,
yep.
they have plans that provide resources for things just as this, but you have to ask for it first, and that declaration has to be made.
Yeah, and they got it, and they're getting it, and that's why that's done that way, Eric, and, you know, why some people might be thinking, well, I wonder if there's something to do with whatever. No, not this time. And by the way, it was done very early on with the World Trade Center, I might add, too. Not only the second one that knocked the towers down, but the first one that didn't, the big explosion in the basement.
Yeah, and that's, you know, this is New York City Fire Department. You know, they can handle a lot of stuff.
Just a minute, sir. That is Fire Department of New York.
Yeah, Fire Department FDNY. Yeah.
I got more people that keep saying, oh, you were doing the New York City Fire Department. No. Please, you're going to insult everybody. These guys get upset about that, too, when you say it wrong.
Well, that's why people from Chicago like to tweak him.
I know.
Because we got the words in the right order.
But we loved having the guys from Chicago that would come and train with us, because I was one of the training officers, and they would come and they would train with us because they wanted to see what it was that we were doing. But anyway, enough of that stuff. Okay, let's talk about the Biden administration and, again, the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan. There's only $100 billion roughly for bridges and roads, and I don't think that's enough.
Well, of course, for an infrastructure bill, it's nowhere near enough. You would have thought that maybe 80% of what was being spent was going to be spent on bridges and roads and water and the grid. But, this infrastructure bill was never meant to be about roads and bridges, even though they kept talking about that to get it through. This is all about padding the wallets of people who are doing green energy and trying to force people to change. And quite honestly, we've talked about this in the past, I wouldn't mind having our entire country switch over to green energy if, in fact, the technology was ready for prime time and it was affordable.
And It's not. Nope.
You know, out in California, we're looking at the governmental entity out there that has purview over power, saying, "Hey, man, if you could refrain from charging your electric cars because the electricity is spiking and we're starting to have brownouts and blackouts." Well, that tells me we're not ready for prime time with the green energy. If you can't even charge your car. You know, now you're immobile because you have a drought.
By the way, can you stick around for an extra segment?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, because we're running out of time here in this one. All right, well, real quick, the eviction moratorium gets extended one final month, according to the Biden administration, and many states have followed suit with it.
And you're going to see exactly what's happening out in California happen nationally at the behest of the federal government. Mm-hmm. There's going to be rent forgiveness where we, the taxpayers, are going to be paying for the rent that wasn't paid up to date.
Yeah. By the way, Eric has brought in another point here. He says, I understand consequence management, but is it true that this is Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district? Yes, it is her district, but it could have been John Smith's district, and the same thing would have happened.
Yeah, that has no bearing on this at all.
Nope.
And quite honestly, when you get a tragedy like this, we got to put politics on the back burner.
And by the way, she was visibly shaken up yesterday when she came down there to be part of a press conference. And that's the first time I've seen her upset like that for something like this. She went to the
as
world.
Much, as much as we would like to demonize her, she's still a human being.
Yeah, because she went to the World Trade Center and didn't drop a tear, but she sure did yesterday. All right, hold on, Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out, and Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden and a bipartisan group of senators announced Thursday they have struck a deal on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan.
They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
The plan will now travel through both houses before it becomes law. President Biden will meet with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah on Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up after 20 years of war. It appears Afghan government forces are struggling to stop Taliban advances. Firefighters searching a collapsed Miami-area condo for 99 missing people shifted their focus to a basement parking structure late Thursday, risking their lives to find survivors. Amid revelations, the building was sinking into the earth. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, yesterday afternoon I was wearing an Everglades Equipment Group hat, which is sitting right behind me. And I'll have it on again today. Because I know a little something about these folks, and I'm proud to be able to tell you about them. Because Everglades Equipment Group is one of the dealers that if you got a problem and you need something fixed, and you got anything from a lawnmower to one of those leaf blowers, or maybe you got a lawn and garden tractor, or maybe you got a big tractor, they can fix it because they've got reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service when it comes to getting the job done to get something fixed and working again. Now, I know my neighbors have got everything from leaf blowers to, and by the way, one guy is redoing his yard, and he's gone over there and bought some of the aggregates that they've got at Everglades Equipment Group, the mulch and the potty soil and the different tools that he's had to have to make sure he got the job done right. He bought it all over there at Everglades and got some great prices, and that's a good deal. And my other friend over there bought a riding lawnmower. And he's having a ball. He's mowing everybody's lawn. He's getting the professional lawnmower guy upset because he's coming around going, "Hey, you want your lawn mowed? I'll take care of the front for you." And he's mowing the front of everybody's lawn. And the lawn guy's going, "Who the hell's doing this?" And we're all just being quiet about it. But anyway, Everglades Equipment Group, they've got 4 dealerships within the sound of my voice here in the state of Florida. Great, 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 reliable equipment. fair prices, extraordinary service. Remember, nothing runs like a deer. Everglades Equipment Group, tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. I'll tell you what, I miss my John Deere tractor sometime.
Well, I can see the song playing in the background now in your videos, your big green tractor.
That's right. You know, I don't know how to put this, but the House GOP has decided, since the Democrats aren't going to do this, that they're going to hold their own hearing on COVID because the Dems said, nope, not going to do it. Now, the reason is because China lied and Americans died.
They have the right to do that, and somebody has to look into it. But we've got more pressing matters at hand. It's not so much about the origin of it. We know now, just because of the DNA signature that was involved with it, that it was manufactured and it was brought to a level that was well beyond any reasonable organic result. It wasn't just China playing around to see if this got out, how would we do it. It was weaponized. We know this because of the DNA markers that were in there. So where'd it come from? Only an idiot would think it didn't come from Wuhan and that it wasn't a project of the Chinese military.
Right.
What we should be looking at is the response that the federal government and the state governments executed here in the United States. A new RAND Corporation study came out and said, you know, the lockdowns, they didn't do anything. As a matter of fact, they probably killed more people than if we would have left everything open.
Mm-hmm.
So our response is what we have to look at. We should never, ever, ever have such a pathetic response to something that could be much more serious than what COVID was. Remember,
right.
The survival rate for COVID was astronomically good.
Yep.
Even from the very beginning, it was over 99%. And to destroy an economy for political purposes so that you can demonize a sitting president in order to capture an election, that's what we should be studying and trying to figure out why it happened, who was in control for it to happen, and how do you punish people who do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about election integrity. At the ballot box because of the way the ballots were handled,
mm-hmm.
The propaganda that was behind the destruction of one sitting president using this kind of fear marketing, in my opinion, that was criminal,
mm-hmm.
because you were manipulating the masses into a frenzy. You know, if the left wants to say you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, what were they doing the whole time?
Mm, yeah. Now, Frank, I got something interesting to say about Ilhan Omar. You ready?
Ilhan Omar. Yeah.
The Democratic congresswoman up there in Minnesota, everyone assumes that she got elected because of a whole bunch of Somalis, right?
Well, that's what you would think.
It's not true. Because yesterday, Omar called out Dan Crenshaw's majority, which is white, in the district that he lives in. And she says, oh, you're in an all-white district, you are so terrible, blah, 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 and all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is, folks, are you ready for this one? Her district is more white than Dan Crenshaw's. 62% of the people that live in her district are non-black or non-Oriental.
Yeah, well, you got to remember, her district is glow-in-the-dark. Cobalt blue.
Yep, Democrat.
And all you have to do is dangle a minority in front of that kind of a demographic, and the Democrat is going to win because they're virtue signaling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in touch and I'm enlightened because I voted for the Somali. Did you listen to the platform of the Somali? Did you dig into the Somali's past? Did you look to see what the Somali really believes before you send them to Washington to represent you?
Mm-hmm.
I have friends and family up in Minnesota, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and the surrounding suburbs up there. And I know for a fact Ilhan Omar does not represent what they believe.
Correct.
Yet she represents a good swath of those people. We've got to stop sending ideologues to do statesmen's jobs.
Yeah.
The people we send to Washington are supposed to represent the people from their districts, not the ideology you want to implant there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now,
you know,
you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about New York City for a second, because Eric Adams, the former NYPD captain, who is now turned in New York City mayoral frontrunner and candidate, has a message for the far left. You want to hear it?
Sure.
I'm the new face of the Democratic Party.
Well, it's a bold statement. I'll tell you that. Quite honestly, I'm happy that it went to somebody who's actually strapped on a badge and a gun belt than someone like Andrew Yang.
Or that woman that is Ayak and de Blasio's choice to finish second.
Yeah, you know, who's got, I believe criminal troubles in her past.
Could be.
You know, so, yeah, I probably wouldn't vote in that election. But I, you know, it would be, it's got to go to somebody, and it does. I'd rather come from somebody with a law enforcement background. Mm-hmm. He's certainly not going to be a pro defund the police candidate. That's nope. For sure.
Well, he's going up against Mr. Guardian Angel Curtis Sliwa.
Well, you know, that's for all the good that Curtis has done. This might be a little bit out of his realm.
Mm-hmm.
I wish him the best. You know, with what's going on with crime in New York City, I think you're going to see a lot of people, and we should start framing this now. This is going to be an affirmation of the people of New York saying they're done with crime if they're voting for an ex-cop.
Yeah.
Because when you've got the majority of the looters and the rioters and the arsonists from last summer not being prosecuted because Jeff decided to drop the charges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people are tired of living in the Gotham that is the Gotham of Batman.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's finish with this, because, again, Greg Jarrett, you know, Fox News, the illegal guy, he says, COVID in China, Dr. Fauci is tangled in a web of deceit. It just got bigger, and he might need a really good attorney.
I hope so. I with what Fauci did, flip-flopping and making sure that his opportunistic greed saw him manipulating the American people and destroying an economy and calling himself a scientist but inserting himself as a political operative. I think that this is the kind of people we don't want in charge of anything. I'm not saying he can't be a doctor someplace, but I don't want him running anything in the federal government. Mm-hmm. And I believe Rand Paul is correct in calling for his resignation and firing. I don't think Fauci should be anywhere near this anymore.
Right.
He's proven himself to be a liar.
Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. Spot on right.
No, and I'll throw the World Health Organization in on that, too, and the CDC better do a lot of reforming real quick. Otherwise, they fall into that bracket, too. They've been nothing but wrong every step of the way, and they had a tremendous role in destroying what was a thriving economy and lying to the people and creating fear over something that had an over 99% survival rate.
Well, I want to thank you for sticking around, and we will talk to you on Monday. And in the meantime, thoughts and prayers go out to Surfside, Florida.
Absolutely. They love us.
All right, take care. Frank Silvato, my good friend, brother of the badge, Chicago, Fire Department, Illinois. And that's the way we are. I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And as you know, regular listeners, the last segment of the show is always brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs for you. Now, remember, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment or just stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Now, again, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the sports guy's on the line here. Mr. Tampa Bay Lightning himself, Patrick Island. Tonight's the night. Do it or go home.
This is it. Montreal Canadiens won last night 3-2. Let's hope the Tampa Bay Lightning can win tonight, and it'll be Montreal and Tampa Bay for it all. And that should be one heck of a series. Montreal, at the beginning of the season, Captain, was really rough, but they've been coming on strong. They have one of the fewest point totals of all the National Hockey League teams. But now you have to give them credit. They made it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're going to see if Tampa Bay can win tonight. That was a tough game the other night with Tampa Bay and the Islanders, and a great game it was. Now,
yeah.
Tonight, hope to be the same. Now, the fifth game here was an 8-0, you know, Tampa Bay just ran all over them. Then we went up to New York, and it was a 3-2
yeah.
game.
Yeah, well, Tampa Bay was the team to beat. We'll see what happens. But Montreal is the story of the year right now. They have not been in the Stanley Cup Final for 28 years. And I remember when they were there all the time.
Yes, 1993, you're right, Captain, was the last time they were there. And it's amazing they haven't been there. They used to be very dominant in hockey. But there you go, parity, and other teams get to hold the trophy. It's not the same. It'd be pretty tough for Tampa Bay to go back to back. If they pulled this off, it'd be pretty amazing. They have a chance.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk a little bit just about the NBA, Captain, just to keep people up to date. Atlanta will be playing tonight, all the Hawks fans, against the Milwaukee Bucks. Last night, the Clippers beat the Phoenix Suns. Looks like it's probably going to be a Clippers and Bucks, unless Atlanta can pull some magic, which could happen. But, mm-hmm. That could be good. Basketball.
Kevin Durant has a little bit of a problem because he had Hall of Famer Scottie Pippen fire back at him over his criticism of the teamwork that Kevin Durant doesn't do. Kevin Durant's all about Kevin Durant.
Well, it's unfortunate. A lot of players have gotten that way. It's just unfortunate. The game has changed from team sport. Yes, exactly, Captain. Mm-hmm. You know, and they just don't understand. I just wish people would do the right things for the right reasons, but it is what it is. Then this weekend, NASCAR should be pretty exciting, Captain, up there in the Poconos. Eric Amarillo, the kid's running hard. He's a Tampa Bay product. He's doing a nice job. His car just doesn't seem to have the same speed as the other cars, as crazy as that sounds. And I think that's where he's lacking. But all his other stats are excellent. But this Ross Chastain, he could have a good shot up here. He's been coming into the top tens recently. And take a look out for him. Number 42 is something to keep your eyes on. And then golf, last week we had the U.S. Open. This week we have the Travelers up in Connecticut. That should be a good tournament also.
What would you say if I told you that Tom Brady's story might have changed a little bit? He almost signed with the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it was also, he was trying to maybe go back to San Francisco for the 49ers. Imagine if that would have occurred.
Hmm.
And that just brings us back to Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Is he going to stay in Green Bay or move on, Captain? We're going to find out here real soon.
I think he's moving on.
Training camp's less than 3 weeks away now. So we're going to find out if what's going to happen this year. We'll see if Kansas City bounces back after losing the Super Bowl to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers have everybody back. We'll see if they can continue their dynasty from last year. And I think there'll be some surprises this year with some teams just coming out, you know, from being mediocre to being great.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tell you what teams those are yet. Want to see some training camp and exhibition football and then go from there. And then this year there's only going to be 3 exhibition games. I do like that change, Captain. I think the fans do also.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Where are we going in baseball right now? I know the Rays went through a slump. Is there somebody surging?
Boston's looking good, and New York's starting to come back, Captain, in the AL East. So, you know, that's going to be the tough division, to say the least. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen. Houston started to play some good baseball after all their, you know, nonsense from a couple of years ago. That's not what's talking about baseball, Captain, when it comes to, you know, pitchers being able to put things on their hands to get a better grip on the ball. What's your thoughts on that? Should that be allowed or just play the game the way it's always been played?
I think they should play the game the way it's been played.
Me, myself also. If you're going to let them put something on the ball, then you might as well let the batter put cork in his bat. You know, cheating's cheating, and that needs to be addressed. I just want to get back to the old-fashioned ways, Captain, and I think a lot of other people do, too. Play sports for what it's meant to be, but it's turned into a multi-billion-dollar industry in media, and TV's going to control it. And that's part of the issue of what's taken away from sports, in my opinion. But
Yeah, they used to call it big markets. By the way, we got to lay some kudos out here for let you go here. Surfside, Florida, the building collapse has brought the best out of the Miami pro sports teams, because not only the Heat, not only the Dolphins, but also the Florida Panthers have all stepped up, and they've been sending some sizable donations of food and clothing and whatnot to the people that have been displaced.
Yeah, good job down there in South Florida. Marlins, too, stepped up to the pump, so way to go for the Marlins. Yeah, that community always finds a way to rebound after Hurricane Andrew. Obviously, that's more devastating than this was, but
yeah,
it's very devastating.
Well, this is going to have a higher death toll, unfortunately.
That's the other situation. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to let you go. Yeah. We will see you hopefully. Well, I'll see you Sunday when I see you, actually. But
yes, sir.
Maybe you'll make it over for lunch on Tuesday.
That's a possibility, Captain.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon.
God bless.
Yep.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank
now.
You. All right. That's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Catch him on Sundays on my flagship station here, 11 a.m. And this is what Patrick does.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Now, I'm going to finish the week, the Monday through Friday show, with a little dissertation about what's going to be going on over the weekend down there in Surfside, South Miami Beach, because we're still in a rescue mode. It's not all recovery, but it's rescue, too. They're trying to get as many people out as they possibly can. I've been listening to the scanner down there all night long, off to the side here. I've heard several different things you'll be hearing about in the world news, national news, here probably in another hour or two, once they decide they're going to confirm what I've been hearing. I'm not really going to repeat what it is I've been hearing, but you're going to start hearing the death toll go up, that much I can tell you, number one. And number two, the help that was asked for, some of it has already arrived from FEMA, the National Federal Declaration of disaster declaration, which was done to open up the coffers so that they could get anything they wanted there to extricate people out of the debris and to try to get things. And by the way, the investigation has just barely started into this. I'm going to be very curious to find out what type of ingredients were around the roof of the building and indoors and all that. But anyway, gotta let you go. I'll be back tonight with the weekend edition. For everybody that's not going to be around with us till Monday, have a great weekend. Otherwise, see you tonight. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.